There is a global movement of Indigenous storytelling through film, and a new festival celebrates the rise of screen stories. It's called Birrarunga, and it's on now in Melbourne. It takes place on the Birrarung, also known as the Yarra River, at ACME, the Australian Centre for the Moving Image, in Federation Square. More than 40 films, including features, shorts and documentaries, have been curated into the festival by its director, Tony Briggs, the originator and writer of The Sapphires.
Yeah, well, it is happening globally, from what I can tell. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to go to Imaginative Film Festival, which is the largest Indigenous film festival on the planet and the longest running one. I was pleasantly blown away by the depth of stories and talent. I wasn't surprised at all. It was just exciting to be in that sort of hub of Indigenous talent and to see their stories that really resonated with me. I couldn't possibly have gotten through all of the screenings that were on in their various forms and times, but I saw as many as I could. And a lot of these stories, they will, we can relate to them as Aboriginal people, because the stories from the heart and the stories from lived experiences. And, you know, any colonised country has the same kind of story, really. And so I could relate to them. And it was hard, but it wasn't that hard to really choose. I think the hardest thing was having a limit, I think, on the amount of stories. And, you know, it was initially going to be a much, much bigger festival. But I thought, you know, maybe we'll just start small and see what happens and work our way. Because it was, in that sense, tricky to say. It was difficult to say no to a lot of the stories I wanted to. I didn't even want to kind of have a theme, really. I just wanted to go, I like this one, this one, this one, this one. Let's put it together and create something out of it and have a festival. Well, it's not that simple. Can't do it like that. So, you know, there was a process of elimination in some respects, and we just move forward.
Is there that kind of curatorial theme of the idea of humanity through family and culture, did that remain something that was in your mind when you programmed the festival?
Not all the time, I have to say, I have to be honest.
It's so broad, though. I mean, I guess you could put anything in there.
Yeah, and that was a conscious thing, and it was, you know, much too, you know, as a, you know, people involved were like, it's very broad. I'm like, I know, I'm really conscious of that. And it's really broad because this is the first international Indigenous film festival to be held in Melbourne. As far as I'm concerned, we don't have enough platforms as Aboriginal people to tell our stories that we are putting on screen, you know. And I just thought, well, if I can do my little bit to invite as many as possible and tell whatever stories that we're able to tell, then, and if I have the support to do that, then I'm going to do it. Like I said, I wanted to do a bigger festival, but, you know, I'm quite ambitious, and these things take time, and that's just the way it is, you know. I think that, yes, we've had some amazing stuff all over this country, festivals, you know, in different countries here and on our lands, and this is just a, you know, another addition to that, to the you know, the rich tapestry of storytelling that we're able to share with other cultures. And as long as it's coming from us and doing it the way that we want it done, then I'm always going to support that.
Is there there's a mixture of feature length and short films,
mm-hmm.
and I guess would there be documentary and you know, like a mix of different types of storytelling?
Yeah, definitely. We've got documentary, we have feature length, we have feature films, we have animation. The animation stuff is fantastic. I mean, it's all fantastic. So we've got, in our opening night film, Just talking about culture, our opening night film is called Edge of the Knife, and it's a film entirely in the Haida Gwaii language, which is a language that's being brought back through this film as part of a bigger picture and bigger program. But a lot of the people in this film, most of the people have not spoken the language. I think there's only about 50 speakers of their language left, and this was a way for them to repatriate their language. And they're using this format to revive their language, to solidify and to help teach. And everybody on that set had to learn their language in order to perform in the film. A lot of them are first-time filmmakers. So, you know, it's a really exciting, very exciting prospect to be able to do that on film. And I know many of us do in this business, but an entire film written, directed, starring, produced by Indigenous people is a beautiful thing to watch and partake in.
Actor playwright Tony Briggs, the director of the inaugural Birrarunga Festival, which celebrates Indigenous storytelling at ACME in Federation Square in Melbourne. The festival runs until Monday the 29th. There are more details on our website, but for now, that's all we have time for.